For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. A patient at the University of Missouri School of Medicine will be part of a clinical trial for a new COVID-19 treatment. KBIA's Bastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
The trial is for a combination of the antiviral drug remdesivir and hyperimmune immunoglobulin. The immunoglobulin is made from antibodies taken from the plasma of COVID-19 survivors, which are then concentrated and refined. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Cristian Rojas Moreno is the lead investigator for the School of Medicine.
The idea is to help the immune system of the patient in fighting this infection with this boost of antibodies.
Patients in the study will all receive remdesivir, but some will also be given a one-time infusion of the immunoglobulin, while others will get a placebo. I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia, KBIA News, Colombia.
The first medical marijuana dispensary in the Kansas City area was a popular spot when it opened. Dozens of people lined up outside Fresh Green in Lee's Summit yesterday to receive marijuana for medical needs. The state's first two dispensaries opened Saturday in the St. Louis area. Voters approved medical marijuana in 2018. Supplies and the variety of marijuana are limited because only a few cultivators in the state have plants mature enough to harvest. Anyone wanting to buy the drug must have a state-issued medical marijuana card. Most of the 192 approved dispensaries are expected to be open by the end of the year. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt is defending his efforts to get involved in the case of a St. Louis couple who pointed guns at protesters on their private street in June. Mark and Patricia McCloskey have pleaded not guilty to two low-level felonies. Though Schmidt isn't their attorney, he's filed documents asking that the case be thrown out. The Republican says he has the authority as attorney general to intervene in cases to defend the rights of Missouri residents.
I think it's a very dangerous precedent that people across the state or in the city of St. Louis could feel that they would potentially go to jail for exercising their fundamental right of self-defense. And so that's why we're seeking a dismissal of the case.
Schmidt was a guest on the Politically Speaking podcast produced by St. Louis Public Radio. A man convicted of killing an Eastern Missouri couple in 1996 will once again face the death penalty. A federal appeals court yesterday reinstated the death penalty against Carmen Deck, who robbed and killed James and Zelma Long at their DeSoto home. Deck had been sentenced to death three times since his conviction, but the sentences were later overturned for various reasons. The appeals court yesterday overturned a lower court judge who overturned the third death sentence in 2017. The three-judge panel ruled that Deck should have raised his objections to the death penalty in state court first. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.